Jake Berkowitz is first into Ofer in the Iditarod as Aaron Burmeister decides to take his 24-hour layover into Katna. Good morning, I'm Steve Hyman.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
Dog teams have once again been blasting through McGrath through the night. As KUEC's Emily Schwing reports, it was clear the first few teams in and out of the checkpoint were all in chase mode.
Dog teams started arriving in McGrath in the early evening. For three straight hours, team after team pulled into the seventh checkpoint on the trail. Each arrival was just as chaotic as the last. Mushers tossed vet books to veterinarians, and checkers clamored for their signatures. As personnel handled the business end of the race, local kids thrust notebooks, scraps of paper, and pens into mushers' faces, begging for autographs. Mushers were generally more than happy to sign autographs and vet books simultaneously. Allie Zirkel stayed just long enough to sign her name to a few sheets of paper decorated with sled dogs.
Sure, I'll sign your little deal. Wow. All right, what's your name?
Noel.
Noel, my name's Allie. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right. See, catch you guys later.
Have a good one, Allie.
Thanks.
All right. Follow them right up.
Ready?
Hey, Allie. Woo!
Lance Mackey came through shortly after.
How's it going?
But the kids in town wouldn't let Mackey head out to chase down the competition without his John
again?
Hancock.
You're the famous Lance Mackey.
Just as the four-time champ sped off.
Hey, ready? All right.
Mitch Seavey sped in. He joked with a race marshal, saying he feels like he's in a sprint mushing race.
Lance and I gotta go do Rondi lap two here.
I think so.
As teams continued to jet through the checkpoint, the mood grew more frantic. Didi Genro barly had time to sign anything.
No, sweetheart, no, I can't, because they'll lay down. I'm sorry.
She didn't want her team to think they were stopping for rest. Her plan was to push through McGrath and stick with the leaders ahead.
All right, pull them through. Pull them through. No, I gotta go. Pull them through, please. Take them down the chute. To the chute.
As Genro took off, the group of kids ran as fast as they could behind her down onto the Kuskokwim River. The scene replayed itself over and over again before Two Rivers veteran Sonny Lindner finally decided to park his team for a few hours.
Can I please get an autograph?
You can. You know
Thank
what?
You.
I'm going to stay here for a little bit, so if you want to catch me in a few minutes, that'd be even better, okay? Because I have to move
Thank
the
you.
Dogs. Okay?
Lindner has consistently run dogs in the Iditarod for the past three decades. Other mushers are still trying to figure out what Martin Boozer has planned after finishing his mandatory 24-hour layover and setting a blistering pace right out of the gate. But Lindner says he likes the approach.
Well, I think he made a pretty cool move because drawing a high number, front number, and then, you know, having a team that can run in the warm and putting a nice long run on them.
For the time being, Lindner plans to help his dogs recover from warm runs over the last few days. He'll take his long rest further down the trail in Ofer and avoid the busy dog yard in Takotna. It's only 18 miles to Takotna from McGrath. Many mushers like to take their mandatory 24 there, if for nothing else but a warm slice of the checkpoint's famous pie. On the Iditarod Trail in McGrath, I'm Emily Schwing.
Nicholas Pettit, Sonny Lindner, and Lance Mackey are into or on their way to Ofer to join Jake Berkowitz, with Mackey saying he may go all the way to Anvik for his 24.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.